Welcome to the Manga Was Better podcast. Today's episode will be a quick one, JJK chapter 262, which is 7 pages long, and if you count the first page as the last page of the previous chapter, we get 6 pages. Regardless, we have some discussions among the community. We'll keep it short for this episode. We have some complaints about the masses, and some exciting things to look forward to on next chapter, which will be a while from now. The complaints are that Sukuna should be exhausted, shouldn't he? Been told from chapters and chapters ago that Sukuna should be tired, he's been getting hit with black flashes, his soul is disturbed, he's running out of curse energy, Shuts keeps doing domain, etc., but he keeps getting stronger and stronger. He's not even as strong as he could be, supposedly, right? So that same story keeps getting a little bit old, but we're getting that same story. He keeps spamming domain expansion, even though he shouldn't. One of the gripes that I personally have with the episode, it's the domain amplification explanation that Yuta was caught off surprise. Ogoda. Which, if he has the memories of Goyo, then he should remember all things that happened in the last battle between Goyo and Sukuna. But I am sure Gege will write it off as he needs more time with the brain and the body, so to get all the memories, etc., etc. What I'm excited, and what a lot of people are excited for, is the fully manifested Rika, which opens the door for a few possibilities. Rika taking control of Yuta's body, right? That can happen, like Sukuna's taking over a host, right? A host body. Rika existing alone. Rika dies if Yuta dies, or Rika is healing Yuta, right? So either Rika takes over Yuta's body, Rika can exist alone, or they're tied together. If Yuta dies, Rika dies. So we have all those three possibilities. So it's exciting to see what Rika continues to do. Since there's some hype around it, I doubt she'll be written out of the story. We won't see her again. I'm pretty sure something will happen with Rika and Yuta still. We also see Yuta's body like healed. He's not cut in half. So maybe Rika's healing him and keeping him alive. And if he's 5 minutes, it works that way, and his 5 minutes are done, Yuta could jump back into his body. And maybe Goyo can fully come back. We don't know. We will have to wait a few weeks to know the answer. Again, read the latest versions of JJK in wiz.com/shootandjump. Thank you. See you next time on the Manga Was Better podcast.